Now, Irish Water, of course, have commenced earlier on this year the Cucumán sewerage scheme that will see a new sewer collection system for Cucumán Village. This project will reduce the reliance on on-site treatment systems such as septic tanks and package treatment plants. As part of the project being delivered on behalf of Irish Water and Kerry County Council, road closures in the Killarney Road and Cucumán Road are required for the duration of the pipeline works. Local and emergency access being maintained at all times. The Kilcumin Road from Lower Kilcorcan Road to Upper Kilcorcan Road from the 3rd of January to the 31st of March. The Killarney Road from Kilcorcan across Kilcumin Village until September, since last January. Diversion routes will be appointed. It's a multi-million euro project for Kilcumin Village. But there are issues that are arising, according to a number of public representatives. One of those is Independent Councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Good morning to your listeners.
What's the issue here to your mind? Before we talk about this public meeting, what the works have been continuing. It's been a certain level of disruption. You're always going to have disruption when you have a project this big, but yeah, what's going on from your point of view? What are you not happy with?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of issues. I mean, the biggest issue that I would have, because I live on the Woodline Road, is that the amount of cars on that road because of these works, the road's not made for it. It keeps breaking down. And in fairness to Kerry County Council, every time we ring and tell them there's an issue, they come up and they fix it and they patch it. But it's more people need to slow down as well when they're using the Woodline. And an accident will happen, and we'll be talking on here, Gerry, in the next couple of weeks in relation to something, because this road is not made for this type of traffic. And this traffic is being forced down from Kilcumin because of the works that are going on.
Wasn't that always going to have to happen? It's a 9 million euro project, and you have to
people
make needs must and do what you can to keep the roadworks happening, keep them going, and get them done, I suppose.
Yeah, but people are very patient. But the problem is there was. I suppose liaison officers is what we were told, because in fairness to every single councillor in Killarney Municipal District, every one of them, Marie, Brendan, Donal, Mara, John, Niall, every one of us has brought up this already, that we need information, They started sending out a flyer to us. The flyer tells us nothing. The residents in the area want to know what's going on, because they're there, they're on site 12 weeks, Gerry. They haven't moved. They haven't moved up the road. We've one person who's an emergency driver. He was told, oh, we'll be past your house in 3 weeks, I'll give you my word. That was over 6 weeks ago. Or sorry, 9 weeks ago.
So you're saying, to your mind, there's a delay, or there's at least an issue that they aren't moving as fast as would have been hoped?
No, they're not moving, and people in the area want to know what's going on. We have another four people in that area that run Airbnbs. They've had to cancel all their bookings because they can't expect tourists to come across the Woodline. It's hard enough for a local to come across the Woodline Road, but you can't expect tourists to come when you're booking Airbnb to come across the Woodline to stay. So they've had to cancel. They want to know, when can they open their businesses? When can they get back to trading? There's nobody willing to tell us why there's delays. I understand. With projects on 150%,
like there can be delays when you do something this big.
You can understand that, and I'd have no problem with that. But communication is important. If you have a liaison officer who I was told to contact, so again, I contacted the liaison officer last week and requested a meeting with the residents, and I got back. Yeah,
why did you want the meeting? Was it an update on where the project is at?
Yeah. That's it. Just to be told what's going on for the residents, the people living in the area who have been severely put out. And I tell you this, they're so accommodating, the residents. They have no issues other than they need to know what's going on. The people with the Airbnbs need to know, when can they open their business? They've lost all of the St. Patrick's Week business. Nobody's giving them that money back. And then you have other people in, like an emergency workers, and how they get to their bases is extended by having to go down the Woodline. They'd like to know when they can safely know when they can get back to the safe routes. But there's no communication. There's the standard letter and there's the standard waffle. But we all know there's an issue. And there's no problem. Tell us the issue. Inform people of the issue and let people dissect it and let people understand it.
Okay.
But this idea of not telling people, it's really insulting, to be honest.
Let me answer that question. We did send an email to Irish Water yesterday when you raised this issue, and we asked the question, look, is there any sort of a problem? Is there any sort of a delay? And if so, why is there a delay? Now, what they said in response to us, and we asked a question as well about this public meeting, about the works, and that you know, Irish Water wouldn't have anyone available there, or the contractor who's working on behalf of Irish Water and anyone available there. This is what they've responded. Ensuring communities and elected representatives are kept updated throughout the project is a top priority for Irish Water. Our communications teams have been proactive in this regard. Two press releases have been issued to local media and elected representatives. Updates have been posted on social media and the Ishka Éireann website. A weekly update on the project and traffic management is issued to elected representatives and shared locally by the contractor. Letters have been sent to houses along the pipeline route in advance of the commencement works, in advance of initial road closure, in advance of the extended road closure. A dedicated project webpage is also updated weekly and progressed, and traffic management available for public to view. Ishka Éireann held our most recent Kerry Councillor Clinic on the 24th of March. It's 2 weeks ago. And had a member of the Kilcumin Sewerage Scheme project available to answer questions. No questions were asked from elected representatives. To our knowledge, Ishka Éireann have received no formal request to attend a project briefing on the Kilcumin Sewerage Scheme. This vital project will accommodate future population growth in Kilcumin, will enhance the local environment. The scheme will ensure compliance with wastewater discharge regulations. It will improve water quality in the River Deanach and Loch Lane and protect recreational waters. Now, that's what they are saying. They are saying, effectively, we are updating people. Now, I do note, they did not respond to our question about whether there's a delay or not. That's one thing they didn't respond to. What's your response to their answer?
Yeah, Jerry, everybody that knows me, I can be the king of waffle. That's absolute and utter waffle. And I'll tell you why it's waffle. We were all councillors were giving out a couple of months ago in relation to why the works weren't proceeding and why they weren't advancing the way they should have been advancing. And we were told, yeah, we're going to give you a weekly update, and there's a liaison officer. So I contacted the liaison officer. I sent you a copy of the email saying he'd be available to meet any day this week before 5 o'clock. So I said, we'll go Monday at
the public meeting,
because I'm conscious of people working, the public meeting. I got the email yesterday from somebody else within that grouping that they were contractually not allowed to attend the meeting. So why are you, as the liaison officer on everybody's WhatsApp groups and not informing us, why are you not, when you say you're going to attend the meeting, then all of a sudden you're not allowed because of contractual issues?
We'll check this. Again, would it be an issue that Irish Water would have to approve it, and maybe Irish Water would have to be requested formally for a public meeting?
But why didn't the liaison officer? This is the point. They appointed somebody to liaise with us, with both the residents and the people living there. I live there, so that why didn't that liaison? Because I had a conversation with him on the phone as well, and he said to other councillors, "There's no problem. Meet anyone, anytime, any place." So
okay.
How come
you want now a public meeting, and just on that,
we're going to have one next Tuesday night, whether they come or not.
Okay, next Tuesday night, because people are getting contacted, and I know Councillor Donald Grady has a motion put in for the next meeting in relation to this as well, because he's frustrated. Now, on the details on the Irish Water website and what they talked about this page, they have details of upcoming works. And it's 3rd of April, week commencing this week, 3rd of April 2023. Works will continue along Kilcumin Road, 500 metre work zone from Kilcorcoran Cross east towards Kilcumin. Works on Kilcorcoran Road, down corner of the park, continues. Then, week commencing next week, works continue. Effectively, it's the same thing as this week, but one extra piece of work. Works commence on Rising Main at Ballinamanna. And then on the 17th, week commencing 17th of April, works continue along Kilcumin Road, 500 metre work zone from Corcoran Cross. Works on Kilcorcoran Road, down corner of the park continues. Resurfacing of Kilcorcoran Road from Kilcorcoran Cross to Lower Kilcorcoran. Works continue on the Rising Main at Ballinamanna. And works commence on Kilcumin Road from Park Creveen towards Kilcumin Village. So that's the planned works. That suggests to me what they're saying is there's progression. They're starting
there's
new elements of it.
Jerry.
But you're saying,
Jerry,
to your mind, there's a delay.
They're on site 13 weeks. They haven't moved. They haven't come across Kilcorcoran. They don't... drive it today if you want.
Yeah.
They came across Kilcock and they dug it up, and then they filled it back in without doing any work because they had to go back and dig it up again. And you're saying to yourself, what is going on?
Let me be clear.
I
understand that.
When they didn't show up, now there's frustration.
Let me be clear on this in terms they have a map and have a target program of works on their website. They've February 2023, March 2023, April 2023, May, June, July, April, and then another section where they have April, May, June, July in a separate section of it towards Kilcommon Village. And they have pointers as to where they will be at a certain time. Is it your contention, looking at that map, that they're not where they should be right now?
Bob Hope and no hope of that map being accurate in any shape or form.
They won't be where they're saying they'll be.
Weeks without moving.
Okay, okay. That's what you're saying. That's what your contention is.
And the people in Kilcommon, all. And it was a very reasonable conversation to be had last night. Somebody come inform people. But no, it was the shutters were pulled down by that email at 2 o'clock. We're contractually obliged not to show up. We're not allowed under. So I'm asking, where's the part of the contract that says you can't discuss it with people? That's public money you're spending.
I mean,
this idea, oh, we weren't requested Irish Water. We requested it from the liaison that was appointed to the project. Isn't that the way to go, Jerry?
So would you like someone from Irish Water to be at your public meeting next Tuesday?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Come here. They're more than welcome. And, Jerry, as I've said, there'll be nobody shouting and roaring. We just want to know what's going on.
Okay.
The frustration has come now because they're putting up these barriers. Tell people why in down the Coolcochrane Road.
Yeah.
Why?
In 13 weeks. Okay.
And let people know. And let the people who have the Airbnb businesses and the emergency drivers.
Notwithstanding that, Niall, there was always going to be a level of disruption because it is a major project.
The issue is us councillors are getting grief and people don't understand. It is technically nothing to do with Kerry County Council.
I understand that. And you want the answers. Okay, we're over time. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme. That's Councillor Niall Batty O'Callaghan there, frustrated with situations, saying he feels there's a delay and they're not being told why there's a delay.